KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 86. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows around 69. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, high of 86. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 77.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Syngenta and the crop protection company Adama Ukraine and Ukraine's Ag Ministry have signed a memorandum of understanding in which the companies commit to supporting employees and their family members who suffered from Russia's aggression by providing them with asylum and humanitarian assistance, as well as working to support farmers. The companies also pledge to deliver high-quality products to the Ukrainian market of plant protection and provide ag producers with the seed and plant protection products, even if they cannot afford to make the full payment, the ag minister said in a statement. The Syngenta General Director said it's worth noting that this memorandum opens up new prospects for effective interaction between state institutions and representatives of big business. A new report released yesterday from the UN shows the number of people affected by hunger globally rose by nearly 830 million in 2021, providing fresh evidence that the world is moving in reverse. The UN report said the world is moving in the opposite direction from sustainable development goal of ending hunger, food insecurity, and malnutrition in all forms by 2030. The report represents an increase of about 46 million since 2020, when COVID plunged the world's economy into a downward spiral, and 150 million more since 2019, as many as 828 million people affected by hunger in 2021, 46 million people more than a year earlier, and 150 million more from 2019. After remaining relatively unchanged since 2015, the portion of people affected by hunger jumped in 2020, continued to rise last year to 9.8% of the world population, according to that report. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A California man was sentenced to 3 years in prison following a jury conviction in Sedgwick County on one count of mail fraud and one count of making a false representation in a bankruptcy proceeding. That's according to the United States Attorney. In January 2018, Nana Barabanzo Iam, 69, of California, engaged in a scheme in which he mailed an involuntary petition in bankruptcy to the United States Bankruptcy Court for the District of Kansas and falsely claimed that an individual owed him $630,000 and owed a second person $1.26 million. On Wednesday, police were dispatched to a reported shooting at the intersection of South B Street and Day Street in Harrington. 26-year-old Travis Richardson of Abilene confronted another subject following a confrontation at a nearby residence. Richardson produced a semi-automatic pistol and fired 14 times at the victim before fleeing the scene. No one was hurt as a result of the shooting, and Richardson was arrested. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better. But Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options.
Midwest Kia. APR return and vehicle. This is good of the second fees. Expires month's end.
A Kansas Highway Patrol crash report is a warning to drivers to watch out for motorcycles after the 2017 Harley-Davidson a Waverly man was riding became lodged in the front of a semi-tractor trailer. On Thursday, a 39-year-old Waverly man was riding his motorcycle on Highway 50 near milepost 307 when it came to stop in a construction zone. The Kansas Highway Patrol said a 2016 Freightliner semi failed to stop, hitting the motorcyclist from the rear. The motorcyclist suffered serious injuries and was taken to Wesley Medical Center Hospital. KHP did report that the man was wearing a helmet and glasses at the time of the collision. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment's weekly update continues to show an upward trend in new case numbers. The seven-day rolling average for new daily cases hit 802 on July 1st. The numbers keep most of the state in the orange or high incidence rate. Four counties are listed as high, which is up from one a week ago. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. In Scott's Bluff, police were told that Richard Stans Jr. told the victim he had a gun and then took his money when they met up. Stans told the victim that he was a gang member in Denver and that he had killed some gang members and he liked to cut off body parts. Court documents do state that the victim and Stans met each other off of a dating app. From there, the victim texted Stans and wanted to buy meth and get high with him. Stans was arrested for robbery, which is a Class 2 felony. His bond is set at $75,000. Raise the Wage Nebraska submitted petitions containing more than 150,000 signatures to the Nebraska Secretary of State on Thursday. These signatures are necessary to put an initiative to increase the state's minimum wage on the November ballot. The initiative will gradually and responsibly increase the current $9 per hour minimum wage to $15 per hour by 2026. I'm Trace Tull, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Valley Heights USD 498 will host community meetings this Sunday, July 10th at the Community Center in Blue Rapids at 2 and in Waterville at the Community Center at 4. Details of a proposed pair of bond issues toward school improvements will be outlined, resulting in a consolidated campus, adding elementary classrooms and facilities at the current junior-senior high location. The first option is $13.8 million toward the effort, as well as adding an auxiliary gym and multi-purpose room. The second option is a $4.7 million proposal for improvements to existing facilities, including mechanical, the VOAG building, and the Blue Rapids gym. A mill levy increase of 13.48 is expected on the first option and 6.03 mills on the second option. The bond issue will be voted on a special ballot August 30th, the community meeting Sunday at the Blue Rapids Community Center at 2 and at the Waterville Community Center at 4. Marysville Police Department is seeking public input regarding policy and procedures, management operations, and support services as part of the CALEA accreditation. A public comment session is planned Monday, July 11th, beginning at 5 at the police department. For those unable to attend, a call-in window has been established and will be Tuesday, July 12th from 2 until 4 p.m. by calling 785
619-6651. A copy of the standards is available from Police Chief Matt Simpson of the local department. Written comments may also be provided as part of the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement review process. Voter registration books will close Tuesday, July 12, and remain closed until after the August 2nd primary. Those 18 or older, as of the next election, must register in order to vote, and registration can be completed in person at county clerk's offices with online options through the Kansas Secretary of State. It's summertime fun with the annual Lynn Picnic this weekend. A cornhole and softball tournament are planned Friday with a 5K run walk beginning the day Saturday at 7. Youth fishing tournament begins at 9, as well as the annual garden tractor and tractor show. A vendor fair runs 10 to 1 with a traditional German meal Saturday at the shelter house at 11. A parade in Lynn is planned Saturday at 5 with bounce houses afterward, and a chicken dinner and demolition derby begin at 7. Fireworks will display at dark, full concessions, beer garden, live DJ both Friday and Saturday at the annual Lynn Picnic. Full schedules on our website, kndyradio.com, and posted on our Facebook page. The Seneca American Legion Riders will host the second annual Smokin' Hogs Barbecue and Bike Fest this weekend. The backyard barbecue competition begins Friday and continues Saturday with People's Choice Saturday afternoon. Live music Saturday with Sidetrack performing 10 to 1, Minuteman Music 1 to 4, Reckless 4 to 7, and Jay Bragg 7 till 10 with fireworks to follow. A beer garden with concessions and a cornhole tournament with registration Saturday at 10 for co-ed teams at 11, open competition at 1. All events at Seneca City Park Saturday begin at 10 a.m. Barnston Days begin Friday evening with kids games in the park, live music with Lucas Peterson, Fireman's Barbecue, Vendor Fair Kickoff, and a Pedal Pull. On Saturday, 5K and 1 mile run walk, flea market, basketball tournament are planned with a shooting contest, cornhole tournament, and dedication at 4 of the gym for Bill Peterson. The flea market continues Sunday with a lawnmower pull and scavenger hunt that afternoon. Full schedules on the Barnston Community Days Facebook page. Flood warnings have been issued for parts of Marshall and Washington counties as a result of recent heavy rains. Minor lowland flooding along the Big Blue River in southern Marshall County forecast until early Sunday morning. At Blue Rapids, Friday morning, the Big Blue was at 27.4 feet, just above the 26-foot flood stage, and is expected to crest at 29.4 feet Friday morning. Areas impacted: Marysville South to Tuttle Creek Lake. Mill Creek at Washington was just over 19 feet Friday morning, over a foot above flood stage, and is expected to crest later Friday. Wide-ranging, significant rainfall totals over the past week include well over 4 inches at Marysville, with the heaviest reports in the Greenleaf area, with some accumulations topping 13 inches. Alice M. Johnson, age 87, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. from the Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Alice Johnson. Rosalie D. Mirian, age 93, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral service is planned Monday, 10:30, at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Sunday at 7 p.m. at the church. Visitation Sunday, noon until 5, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Rosalie Mirian.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan. Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise partly sunny, and temperatures will stay slightly cooler. With our highs in the lower to mid 80s throughout Iowa, the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the lower to mid 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid 80s and upper 90s throughout Missouri. Clearing up overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid 60s and lower 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s throughout Iowa, the upper 80s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the mid 80s and upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid 80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. Staying clear throughout Saturday night and Sunday before the next chance for any precipitation throughout the day on Monday. Temperatures warming up throughout Sunday and Monday before cooling down throughout the day on Tuesday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-July 90, record high on this date 106, the average low 69, and the record low 48. Sunset this evening 8:56, sunrise in the morning at 6:08. Another solid half inch in the rain gauge yesterday. Most of that fell Thursday morning with a brief thunderstorm Thursday evening.
Just how hot is your backyard grill? There's a way to measure it with your hand. No first aid required. That handy advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 8th. It is the 189th day of the year, and the birthday list includes actor Kevin Bacon, chef Wolfgang Puck, and musician Toby Keith. If your culinary efforts take place over a campfire or the backyard grill, try this trick for gauging the heat of your fire. Holding your palm close to where the food will be cooking, count how many seconds you can bear to keep it there. 6 to 8 seconds means the heat is relatively low, around 300 degrees. A 4 or 5 second threshold means moderate heat of 350 to 400. At 400 to 450 degrees, you'll pull your hand away in 2 or 3 seconds. And you'll know you're approaching 500 degrees if you tolerate 1 second or less. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find our hand thermometer chart online at almanac.com.
A Reflections Hallmark in Marysville. Christmas starts in July with Ornament Premiere. Starting Friday, July 8th, stop in to shop all your favorite series and characters while earning amazing points and free gifts. Don't wait. Bring in your wish list today to guarantee supply. Ornament Premiere. Discover the magic. July 8th through the 16th at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville, Kansas. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort is your summer spot with free fountain drink Fridays. Buy 8 or more gallons of fuel every Friday all summer long to claim your free 32-ounce fountain drink.
Summertime fun with the annual Lynn Picnic this weekend kicks off Friday with a cornhole and softball tournament. Saturday, it's 5K run walk beginning at 7 a.m. Youth fishing tournament begins at 9. The annual garden tractor and tractor show, a vendor fair, German meal serving at 11. They'll have a parade at 5 on Saturday with bounce houses afterward, the chicken dinner and demolition derby Saturday evening at 7, plus fireworks at dark. Don't miss the fun, the summer fun, in Lynn this weekend. Your invitation to the Lynn Picnic from Bruin and Implement, your Kayside's farm equipment dealership. Generations providing the best products and service from Bruin and Implement. Titan Livestock Handling Equipment. Cattleman Chutes, OK Corrals, working and hydraulic chutes, crowding equipment at portable tubs, panels, and continuous fencing from Titan West. Landall Company has immediate openings for production and other workers. Go online, learn more at landall.com/jobs.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Pro Football Hall of Fame revealed 54 candidates who are one step closer to being enshrined in Canton as seniors, coaches, or contributors, including four members of the Kansas City Chiefs organization. The Hall of Fame announced on Thursday that wide receiver Otis Taylor, coach Marty Schottenheimer, general manager Carl Peterson, and scout Lloyd Wells will have their candidacies considered by two different committees. With just over 50 days before the first Saturday of college football, the Big 12 media voted on the preseason standings after a 2021 campaign that saw Kansas State finish 8-5 with a blowout win over Louisiana State University. The Wildcats found themselves in decent standing, predicted to finish fifth in the conference. Kansas, on the other hand, found themselves predicted to finish last. Their 2021 season ended with a 2-9 record, though they did have a 57-56 overtime win over the Texas Longhorns. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's Feeding at Minds Press released its latest book, Connecting Children to What Life is Like on the Farm. Foundation Education Outreach Director Julia Retko says the book features a heartwarming yet true-to-life tale.
The new book is called Barn at Night, and it is by author Michelle Hout. And Barn at Night features a father and daughter as they work in the pre-dawn hours in their barn to feed and care for their animals, and is illustrated with wonderful watercolors from the very talented illustrator Jen Benton.
They say that the book helps build awareness of agriculture through education. As they say, over the years, children have been less exposed to agricultural industries and environments as growing up more in the cities. The book is available wherever books are sold, and you can learn more online at feedingupmindspress.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Big 12 has announced its 2022 preseason All-Big 12 team, chosen by media representatives who cover the league, and Kansas State defensive lineman Felix Anaduke Azuma was named Defensive Player of the Year. The Kansas City, Missouri native was one of the main pieces of the K-State defense of 2021, finishing the year with 52 total tackles, 37 of those being solo and 15 assisted. He also forced 6 fumbles and recorded 14.5 tackles for loss and 11 sacks. Kansas State is scheduled to kick off his season against South Dakota on September 3rd. That game is scheduled to kick off at 6 o'clock, and it will stream on ESPN+. Emporia State is launching a new competitive disc golf program to be led by world champion disc golfer, now head coach, Eric McCabe. That was announced by the school on Thursday. McCabe is an Emporia native, and the program will be supported by Dynamic Discs and the city of Emporia, known to be the disc golf capital of the world. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football fans, be in Bill Snyder Family Stadium this fall as All-American Deuce Vaughn and the Wildcats host 7 home games.
Feast loose, touchdown, Deuce Vaughn!
Including Missouri, Oklahoma State, Texas, and KU. Single game tickets are on sale now starting at just $25. Reserve your seat today by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS. Fill the bill this fall for K-State football. Go Cats!
For reliable trash pickup and roll-off service, call on Temps Disposal. Containers sized to meet your needs for residential, commercial, and construction jobs. Always prompt and professional, Temps Disposal serves Marshall, Washington, and Gage counties. Let them go to work for you. If it's their weekly collection schedule or one-time pickups for construction, moving, or cleanup, Temps Disposal in Marysville is a phone call away at 785-562-5360.
Napa Know-How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know-How.
From your locally owned and locally operated NAPA parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
NAPA know-how.
Your farm is your life, and it's been that way for generations. Protect what you've worked so hard to build with the generations of success of State Farm and Agent John Bannister. No one can tailor coverage to meet the needs of your farm like John can. Contact State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today for a quote or more information.
It's a blast to go this fast Saturday at the Washington County Speedway. A-class winged, non-winged, sportsman restricted, junior sprints plus trucks. Action starts with hot laps at 6:30 and racing at 7. That is this Saturday at the Washington County Speedway, the race place. Find them on Facebook at Washington County Speedway.
What would go through your mind if you were selected for a mission and told your chances for survival were 50-50? Would you back out? Would it matter if you had a wife or kids? It was a decision presented to Terry Buckler. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It was the fall of 1970. Terry Buckler was a young Green Beret chosen to make a raid into North Vietnam to rescue POWs. As the youngest man on a mission where the chances of survival were 50-50, I ask him what goes through your mind.
Well, when you're 20 years old, a lot. I have strong faith. My approach was that if the good Lord wants me, here I am.
Terry had volunteered for the mission, but even after selection, he knew very little about the task at hand.
We didn't know what we were going to be doing. We had trained for 3 months for this down at Eglin Air Force Base. We knew we were doing some type of rescue, but we didn't know where, when, or who.
Eventually, the men flew to Southeast Asia, and after 3 days there, Commander Bull Simons called the group together to disclose the details of the mission.
He said, gentlemen, we're going to Son Tay to rescue 60 to 70 POWs. If you do not want to go, now is the time to say so.
Son Tay was 20 miles northeast of Hanoi. While in the U.S., they had trained for this mission without knowing where it was located.
We had over 170 rehearsals. CIA had made a mock-up of the compound, which was very accurate. And we would go in when we weren't actually training and just study the terrain where we were at. So when we hit the ground, we would already have our idea of where we're at and where we're headed.
The raid was ready, and Terry and his fellow soldiers would be flown north of Hanoi to rescue the POWs. You can hear the full interview at farmingthecountryside.com. Just listen to episode 202 or find it on your favorite podcast platform. Our story here continues next time as we travel the countryside in Holt, Missouri. I'm Andrew McRae.
Country pride, county strong. This year's theme for the annual Marshall County Fair. The fun begins Thursday, July 14th with a horse show. And carnival rides begin operation. Livestock weigh-in, 4-H and open class entries accepted Friday, July 15th. Red Dirt Rendezvous Band performs free at 8. Saturday night, don't miss the figure 8 race and demolition derby at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids beginning at 7, with a rewind band performing at 9. On Sunday, House of the Rising Sun will present Christian music on the square beginning at 4, with the annual fair parade Sunday evening at 6. Petting Zoo, Pony Rides, and Pedal Pool all will follow, with Pretty and Reckless Band performing free on the grounds at 8. Round Robin is Monday evening, and Tuesday's the Livestock Auction, following the annual fair supper catered by Ricky's Cafe beginning at 6. Carnival rides, games, and concessions operating each evening, Thursday through Sunday, and wristband nights Thursday through Saturday. Full schedules online at mscountyfair.com.
water out of the pond is just as important as filling it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Regular maintenance of the spillway is critical for draining excess water and to prevent flooding as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
If the water level in your pond is suddenly rising, take a look at the spillway. Its job is to control the maximum depth of the pond and direct the outflow to an area that won't compromise the integrity of the pond structure. A spillway that's not maintained is headed for trouble. Tim Mattson is a pond consultant and author. He says in a natural spillway where the excess water leaves through a stream-like channel, plants will grow in. But if they become overgrown, it can cause problems with water drainage.
And if it catches debris trying to leave the pond, can clog up and you may get flooding because the water can't leave the pond properly. I've seen ponds where spillways fill in with plants and debris and the pond level starts to rise and rise and then it starts to actually go over the dam.
Mattson recommends keeping the vegetation in check and dig out the spillway a little more if needed. You may need to add reinforcement with stones or riprap if erosion is a problem. Some ponds rid their excess water through a piping system. This also needs to be inspected periodically to be sure the pipe is holding up.
Most people use plastic these days, but not so long ago it was steel or iron, and those materials could corrode. You have to look at that aspect of the spillway to make sure that you haven't got something that's rusting and is going to fall apart or is already leaking, perhaps. If it's plastic, it's not going to rust, but it can crack, perhaps, with ice damage.
Make sure leaves, branches, algae, and other debris don't clog the discharge pipe or channel. Spillways are very attractive to beavers, and they like nothing better than to plug them up. Learn more about keeping a pond spillway in top shape at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh.
Managing wool quality is a year-round job for sheep producers. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. While shearing the wool from sheep is generally done only once a year, it's a daily job making sure that wool is of good quality. Chris Posberg is an assistant professor of sheep production at Montana State University.
That wool is growing nonstop, so it can't just be focused on shearing day. You've got to focus on that wool clip throughout the year, so that means maybe you redesign your feeders so you're not throwing hay on top of their backs trying to feed them, or... You know, I know we all do it, but try to refrain from tying gates up with polypropylene twine. That stuff will contaminate everything.
Wool is valued in a number of ways, but the fineness of the fiber is key. Thinner is better for garment and textile making, but Posberg says thicker wools are still useful.
Wool is a great product. All wool has value. You just got to figure out where it has the most value for you. And it might take a little bit of legwork in terms of doing a little bit of research, but I know some folks are either selling it as fertilizer or you can sell it for a couple bucks per bag as wool mulch.
Posberg says many factors determine wool value, but he adds,
growing wool is a year-round job, and you got to make sure if you want the highest quality at the end that you're taking care of it throughout the year.
Posberg appeared in a recent American Sheep Industry Association podcast. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance and TV Store have a large selection of in-stock furniture, appliances, and TVs from major name brands like Ashley, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, Purple Mattress, LG, Samsung, Whirlpool, and Amana. Washer and dryer sets start at $9.98. Large selection of freezers, all sizes, starting at $1.99. Ashley Reclining Sofas, choice of three colors at $5.88, all in stock and shipped free to your door on everything $2.99 and up within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Ag News from the Mid-American Ag Network. I'm Andy Hujewell. As a source of high protein for dairy and beef herds, alfalfa and grass haylages are a staple on dairies, but growing these silages comes in certain challenges. As a Provita supplements forage specialist, Caitlin Mellinger discusses the benefits of these haylages and shares tips on the harvest hygiene.
Alfalfa and grass haylages can really provide a high protein forage source to both dairy and beef herds, and this can just be a cost savings. When you have a really high quality protein source that you grow from your own forage, you're able to cut back on expenses of protein concentrates and feed input costs. That's really important right now because the price of feed is going up, but also all the other inputs on the farm are also going up, unfortunately. So being able to grow your own haylage and saving money on your feed costs is really the way to go.
They say the haylages can have factors that can make them difficult to ensile, such as low sugar content, high buffering capacity, high moisture levels, low dry matter, and ash contamination.
Because of those dry matters and higher moisture levels, you have to really wilt these forages to get them to a proper dry matter before packing them into the silo. And during this wilting process, you have to mow the material down and it lays on the ground. And because of this, if you don't manage it properly, you can have increased risks that can negatively affect your fermentation, which is just decreasing the quality of your forage. Extended wilts can be further exacerbated by weather conditions. So if it's really rainy and wet and you can't get the material in, it has to wilt longer, or you just have to bring the material in at a lower dry matter. This can be an issue during fermentation. And then also just not paying attention to management can result in increased contamination of ash.
Haylages compared to other types of silage like corn silage have higher ash levels because they're typically wilted before harvesting.
These higher ash levels are an issue because these haylages already have a higher buffering capacity. And then when you add ash in, this just makes it even more of an issue, and it just makes it more difficult to rapidly acidify.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hi, it's Trace Tall with the Mid-America News Network. Join myself along with Rick Everett every day right here on your favorite radio station and the Mid-America News Network. We're your source for information on the latest current events and breaking news across the Mid-America region. From the latest legislation in Topeka to events happening in your local community, we'll give you the news that you can use all day long. Plus sports recaps from your favorite teams, business and stock news, and more. It's the Mid-America News Network. Stay informed with us.
At Yoder Meats, we would like to take a minute to say thank you to all the customers that have been so good to us the past couple of months. We appreciate your business and want you to know that we will continue to work hard to ensure that every Yoder Meats experience is based on quality meat and excellent customer service at a reasonable price. It's backyard grilling season, so call or stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location and get the perfect meat for your next round of outdoor cooking. Follow us on Facebook for the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and Three.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Biofuels are far more responsible for high vegetable oil prices than Russia's invasion of Ukraine. That, according to ag economist Aaron Smith of the University of Cal Davis, and industry demand will push prices higher. Ukraine and Russia produce more than half of the sunflower oil in the world, but the oil accounts for only 10% of global production of vegetable oils. Government policies like the $1 a gallon tax credit for biomass-based diesel and mandates as the Federal Renewable Fuel Standard and California's Low Carbon Fuel Standard encourage the use of biomass-based diesel, Smith said in the monthly Harvest publication of the think tank of the American Enterprise Institute. Worldwide, 16% of veg oil is used in making biomass-based diesel. In the U.S., that figure closer to 30%. The renewable diesel industry expanding rapidly, perhaps in anticipation of expanded biofuel requirements at the state and federal level, Smith said. Kansas State University naming a seasoned scientist and water policy professional as the new Associate Director for Agriculture and Extension. Susan Metzger said she looks forward to strengthening and creating partnerships for the College of Agriculture and K-State Research and Extension in support of agriculture and natural resources. Metzger previously served as a Senior Executive Administrator to the Dean of the K-State College of Agriculture and Director of K-State Research and Extension. In the new position, Metzger will support the college and extension with government relations, stakeholder outreach, and strategic planning. She will continue to assist in implementing the College of Agriculture's Comprehensive Master Infrastructure Campaign, as well as the K-State Plan for Economic Prosperity. She also serves as the director of the Kansas Center for Ag Resources and Environment and the Kansas Water Resource Institute. She's also a former Assistant Director of Agriculture for the state of Kansas. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Director of the Livestock Marketing Information Center, Caitlin McCulloch, explains the interesting state of the cold storage market as it currently stands.
The beef and cold storage is broken into only two categories, boneless and beef cuts. And so we don't have a ton of data. We can't break it out whether it's imports versus domestic product or what those cuts are. Generally speaking, this report would have been considered bearish to prices. Boneless beef was 22% higher, while beef cuts were 54% higher, and normally you'd be seeing beef stocks decline in summer months. So we have a couple things happening, right? We're increasing the number of stocks on hand for beef. The cutout hasn't started falling, but I think when you are either looking at that stock number pointing towards we're probably going to see lower prices, or we're going to see some bigger export numbers. It could go either way. Sometimes you see stocks build ahead of that big export volume then being shipped out. It could be a little bit of both, but I think for grilling season for the U.S., it's probably a little worrisome that we're building stocks to that degree.
She goes on to explain that more than ever before, consumers have an uneasiness about where the economy currently stands and how that can affect their buying habits.
Consumer Sentiment Index was generally just a survey of consumers that asked them how they're feeling. Are they optimistic or pessimistic towards the future? And that number for June, or at least the preliminary number for June, was the lowest on record. Back to 1978 is when that series started. And to me, that's a very shocking number, that we as a society, as a country, are feeling worse than we ever have during the Great Recession, during COVID. And maybe some of it is just fatigue, that we've had so many things happen. So I think we now have inflation and recession part of everyday normal people conversation, not just economists speaking to each other, which is, I think, concerning and really weighing on their minds.
She closes with an overview on the meat market and the relationship between center of the plate protein choices and current prices.
In recent weeks, we have seen chicken breast prices come down after 25 weeks of straight week over week gain. To have that price even slow down a little bit is something we're watching. Does this mean we've hit the ceiling for a chicken breast price? And then too, looking at those relationships. So one of the key things happening right now is that these substitutions, right, for center of the plate proteins aren't necessarily moving together. So chicken breast and chicken leg quarters have moved up faster in retail prices than maybe some of their counterparts. And so relative to chicken, things like ground beef is relatively less expensive than maybe it normally would from a relative standpoint, if that makes sense. There's definitely some bargains out there in terms of pork loins and hams as well. And so it's going to be an interesting summer. But I think, at least from a meat case perspective, consumers have a lot going on in their mind. And I wouldn't be surprised if we're already seeing some swapping of cuts around or buying maybe a little bit differently than what we were even just a year ago.
Providing valuable meat market insight, that was Caitlin McCulloch, the director of the Livestock Marketing Information Center.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Ag markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Friday today. Markets wrapping up here in just a little bit. We've been moving higher in the grain market as the day's gone on here. A lot of big numbers in the corn, wheat, and soybeans. Livestock bounced down pretty hard a while ago. They're trying to come back, but still mostly lower across the board right now. We'll see how we close in just a bit. In the corn market, though, they're seeing some bigger gains. With July corn up 29 cents right now at 776 even a bushel. September corn's up by 22 and a half at 631 and a half. In the wheat market, same story here, big numbers. July Casey wheat's up 45 cents at 936, almost to that $10 a bushel again. September Casey wheat's up by 50 and a half cents at 939 and three quarters. In the soybean market, a little bit of green here, as July soybeans are up 36 and a quarter to 1627 and a half. August soybeans are up by 25 and a quarter to 1510 and a half overall. The soybean meal market's up a little bit, with July up $11.20 to 481.20. August up by 690 at 430 and 40 cents. And soybean oil for July is up $1.07, sitting at 64.24. Over in the cotton market, a little bit of green here. October cotton's up $2.13 at 101.95. December cotton's up $3.31 to 95.19. And the oats market still kind of mixed on the board, with July down slightly, 5.5 cents in the red at 6.55 even a bushel. September oats are up 20.5 cents to 4.86 and at three quarters. Real quick in the livestock market, mostly lower numbers here right now. August live cattle's down 32 cents at 134.22. October's down 37 at 139.47 now. In the feeder cattle, August feeder cattle down 30 cents at 172.17, with the lean hogs for July down 35 cents at 112.90. And the U.S. dollar index, a little bit of red here. September index is down by 7 pennies at 106.88. We have 30-year bonds for September down just over a point at 136.27. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle,
then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado.
Country pride, county strong. This year's theme for the annual Marshall County Fair. The fun begins Thursday, July 14th with a horse show, and carnival rides begin operation. Livestock weigh-in, 4-H and open class entries accepted Friday, July 15th. Red Dirt Rendezvous Band performs free at 8. Saturday night, don't miss the figure 8 race and demolition derby at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids beginning at 7, with a rewind band performing at 9. On Sunday, House of the Rising Sun will present Christian music on the square beginning at 4, with the annual fair parade Sunday evening at 6. Petting zoo, pony rides, and pedal pool all will follow, with Pretty and Reckless Band performing free on the grounds at 8. Round Robin is Monday evening, and Tuesday's the livestock auction, following the annual fair supper catered by Ricky's Cafe beginning at 6. Carnival rides, games, and concessions operating each evening, Thursday through Sunday, and wristband nights Thursday through Saturday. Full schedules online at mscountyfair.com.
KNDY.
Baby, oh.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Full-time legends of country music. From KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.